Millions, if not billions, of human beings are miserable and unhappy. Many are victims of abuse, oppression, or crime. Others seek illicit pleasures and become addicted to vices. They reap the pain and penalty that results from the illusion of lustful sensuality. Broken relationships produce unhappiness. With all the suffering in the world, with all the wars and terrorism, with all the hurts we feel, can you ever be happy? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames covers Vital Keys to Happiness. And now, Richard Ames.
Greetings to all our friends around the world. Today, in our Western world, we place a high value on monetary success and pleasure. It seems the rich have everything, and the rest of us just struggle to survive. Most people seek happiness in the so-called pleasures of this world. Tens of millions of Americans seek escape and peace of mind through alcohol abuse. Young children to senior citizens experiment with illegal drugs. And much of society worships fashion, riches, prestige, and position. Others indulge in lust, illicit sex, and pornography. Will all these pursuits produce lasting pleasure? My friends, all these methods of seeking happiness end up in pain or suffering. These passions for worldly pleasures remind me of one of the great heroes of the Bible. The prophet Moses grew up in ancient Egypt. Pharaoh's daughter reared him in the opulence and glory of the empire. But when he came to one of the crossroads of his life, he rejected the riches of Egypt for a higher principle. If you have your Bible, turn to Hebrews 11, the faith chapter of your Bible. Hebrews 11, verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Moses recognized that the passing pleasures of sin were futile. He chose the more noble goal that would bring a lasting reward, not a temporary pleasure. Notice verse 26. Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. The ultimate true reward comes with God's kingdom. Our commitment to the kingdom will bring us true happiness and peace. Now, verse 27. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. My friends, let's face it. True happiness comes from a loving relationship with the one who is invisible. The Creator God wants us all to be blessed and happy. He's given us biblical keys and principles that produce lasting happiness and even joy. On today's program, we'll discuss vital keys to happiness, and we'll be offering you a free, inspiring audio CD titled Vital Keys to Happiness. Be sure to write down the phone number and address to order your free copy. You can also order this CD on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. We all face trials and tests, as well as moments of happiness and joy. The Apostle Paul experienced beatings and persecutions, yet he learned how to cope with the challenges of life. While he was in prison, he wrote the Christians in Philippi. He thanked them for their concern and support. Philippians 4 and verse 10. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound, everywhere and in all things. I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Can you be content as you experience poverty on the one hand and abundance on the other? Dan Baker grieved over the death of his infant son. According to WebMD author Richard Trubo, quote, Baker felt so emotionally crippled, he was inconsolable. He was sinking in the quicksand of his own despair. "I felt overwhelmed with grief," recalls Baker, Ph.D., now a medical psychologist at Canyon Ranch in Tucson, Arizona. "I wanted to wrestle with God and rewrite history." Dr. Baker is considered to be a leading authority on the subject of happiness. Quote, "Happy people are hugely resilient on the whole," says Baker, who personally knows a lot about resilience and has written a book titled What Happy People Know. One thing happy people know is that they don't get to be happy all the time. They can appreciate the moments, the little victories, the small miracles, and the relationships with one another. Many are unhappy because they have unrealistic expectations about life. On the human level, as Baker stated, happy people know that they don't get to be happy all the time. The Apostle Paul learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and suffer need. How was he able to endure? He writes in the very next verse, Philippians 4, verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Christ lives in us through the power of the Holy Spirit. And one of the fruits of the Spirit is joy, as you read in Galatians 5, 22. The first vital key to happiness is trust God daily. Moses trusted God for guidance, as we saw earlier. The Apostle Paul trusted God and looked to the Messiah, Jesus Christ, for guidance and strength. Proverbs 3 and verse 5 emphasizes that fundamental principle. Proverbs 3 and verse 5. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding." Listen to this. "In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." My friends, that means you pray every day. You talk to God about your plans, your dreams, your goals, your activities, and your problems. Jesus taught us to pray in the outline prayer or the model prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." That's in Matthew 6, verse 11. Another inspiring scripture shows us how we can be happy. Turn in your Bible to Proverbs 16, verse 20. "He who heeds the word wisely will find good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he." Trusting God brings happiness. The Apostle Paul was a prisoner in Rome, but he trusted God that even his imprisonment would work for good. He wrote in Philippians 1 and verse 12, "But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel, so that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear." When you trust God daily, you can know that God will use trials and tests for good. The Apostle Paul knew that his imprisonment would actually advance the gospel. We all need that faith and trust. We need to believe God's promises. One of my favorite promises is Romans 8 and verse 28. "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose." We may not understand why bad things happen to good people, but for those who love God, there will be a long-term blessing. Take, for example, the patriarch Joseph. Some of you will recall the story in Genesis chapters 37 through 48. Joseph's brothers sold the teenage boy into slavery. Joseph later spent years in prison, but God eventually made him ruler under Pharaoh of the whole Egyptian empire. Now, when Joseph's brothers went to Egypt to purchase food during the great famine, Joseph was reconciled to his brothers. It's a very moving story. I've even shed tears reading this story. Did Joseph accuse his brothers of evil? What profound lesson did Joseph share with them and us? This is the lesson. Genesis 45, verse 5. Joseph says, "But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life." What was an evil act by Joseph's brothers actually led to his powerful management of vast food supplies during the famine. God sent Joseph, as he said, to preserve life. Let's continue in Genesis 45, verse 7. "And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you who sent me here, but God. And He has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt." My friends, remember these biblical principles. All things do work together for good to those who love God. Remember this vital key to happiness. Trust God daily. We'll discuss more vital keys to happiness in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this inspiring free audio CD or compact disc titled Vital Keys to Happiness. This 80-minute CD contains three Tomorrow's World programs. Today's program, Vital Keys to Happiness, and two other programs, Peace of Mind Through Prayer and the Seven Laws of Success. You need this vital information. These programs will help you in your study of the Bible and can help to change your life. You may even want to share this CD with your family and friends. God wants you to apply these vital biblical keys to happiness, peace, and success. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio CD, Vital Keys to Happiness.
This informative audio CD can be yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we discussed the first vital key to happiness, trust God daily. We also reviewed the biblical examples of Moses, Joseph, and the Apostle Paul. They made character-driven choices that led to godly benefits for themselves and others. Truly, we must acknowledge God in all our ways, as we read in Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. That means we should be aware of His love and guidance all 7 days of the week. When the Apostle Paul was imprisoned in Rome, he wrote a very encouraging letter to the congregation at Philippi in Greece. We saw that he was even bound with chains. Notice his attitude. In this epistle, the Apostle Paul uses the word rejoice 10 times in 8 verses. Turn in your Bible to Philippians 4, verse 4. Notice this exhortation in Philippians 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Even in prison, the Apostle Paul maintained a positive attitude. The second vital key to happiness is maintain a positive mind. Maintaining a positive mind is a choice. On another occasion, when the Apostle Paul and Silas were in Philippi, they were falsely accused and arrested. They were even beaten with rods, and their feet were fastened in stocks. Acts 16 and verse 22. Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. They were both beaten and placed in a prison where they could not even move in the cell. What was their attitude? Verse 25, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Do you think you could maintain that kind of positive attitude under such stressful conditions? They were praying and singing hymns to God. What happened next? God miraculously intervened for them. Verse 26. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed. God intervened for those who were praying and singing hymns. Many of you know the rest of the story. The Philippian jailer was about to kill himself when he saw that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul stopped him and later preached Christ's gospel to him and his household, and they were all baptized. James also gives us positive advice when facing stress, trials, and problems. Turn in your Bible to James, the first chapter. Again, we need to look forward to the positive outcome. What are we to think when we face trials? James writes in chapter 1, verse 2, My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. The trial certainly may be painful, but you view the process with joy. Why? Verse 3, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. You can have a positive attitude, knowing that your character and patience are being strengthened. How many times have I told myself when facing a stressful situation, maintain a positive and tranquil mind. God then helps me through the trial. Learning to smile and having a sense of humor also helps. Those habits have certainly helped my wife and me to be happier. But our relationship with God is the key principle. Praying to God gives us that positive mindedness. But be ready to pray at an instant's notice. Philippians 4 and verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yes, you can have peace and happiness by sharing your problems with God in prayer. Remember, the Apostle Paul just wrote two verses earlier in verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. The second vital key to happiness is maintain a positive mind. The third vital key to happiness is repent and surrender your life to God. The Pharisees and the scribes complained that Jesus was spending time with tax collectors and sinners. So Jesus gave the parable of the lost sheep. The owner of 100 sheep leaves the 99 and goes after the lost one. He rejoices when he finds the lost sheep. Jesus said in Luke 15 and verse 7, I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Then Jesus gave the parable of the lost coin and emphasized the same principle in verse 10. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. My friends, true happiness begins by repenting of your sins. One of God's faithful servants over the years described his personal struggle and his eventual repentance. In his autobiography, Herbert W. Armstrong wrote about his unwillingness to surrender to God. The subhead is titled, Joy in Defeat. Mr. Armstrong wrote, quote, this surrender to God, this repentance, this giving up of the world, of friends and associates, and of everything, was the most bitter pill I ever swallowed. Yet it was the only medicine in all my life that ever brought a healing. For I actually began to realize that I was finding joy beyond words to describe in this total defeat. I had actually found joy in the study of the Bible, in the discovery of new truths heretofore hidden from my consciousness. And in surrendering to God in complete repentance, I found unspeakable joy in accepting Jesus Christ as personal Savior and my present High Priest. End of quote. My friends, true repentance brings wonderful joy to sinners. After repentance and baptism, God gives the awesome gift of the Holy Spirit, as you read in Acts 2:38. In fact, if any of you would like personal counsel with a minister, just request a visit at your convenience. Just call the number on your screen. That counseling may lead to a new, joyous, happy life that may have been eluding you. Ask God for the gift of repentance. As we read earlier, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Herbert Armstrong describes the changes he experienced after repentance. Quote, I began to see everything in a new and different light. Why should it have been a difficult and painful experience to surrender to my Maker and my God? Why was it painful to surrender to obey God's right ways? Why? Now I came to a new outlook on life. Somehow I began to realize a new fellowship and friendship had come into my life. I began to be conscious of a contact and fellowship with Christ and with God the Father. When I read and studied the Bible, God was talking to me, and now I loved to listen. I began to pray and knew that in prayer I was talking with God. I was not yet very well acquainted with God, but one gets to be better acquainted with another by constant contact and continuous conversation. End of quote. My friends, I encourage you to pray and get better acquainted with your Father in heaven and your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. then you'll find true joy and happiness. The third vital key to happiness is repent and surrender your life to God. The fourth vital key is found in several places in your Bible, but let's take a look at Psalm 40 and verse 8. I delight to do your will, O God, and your law is within my heart. The fourth vital key to happiness is determined to do God's will. In fact, the model prayer Jesus gave instructs us to pray, Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Fulfilling God's will in your life brings great happiness. We'll discuss more about this vital key in the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this inspiring free CD or compact disc titled Vital Keys to Happiness. This 80-minute CD contains three Tomorrow's World audio programs. Today's program, Vital Keys to Happiness, and two other programs, Peace of Mind Through Prayer and the Seven Laws of Success. These inspiring messages will give you vital principles for success, peace of mind, and happiness. These three programs will help you in your study of the Bible, and they can help to bring true joy to your life and the lives of your family and friends. God wants you to apply these vital biblical keys to happiness and success. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio CD, Vital Keys to Happiness.
This informative audio CD can be yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
One of the greatest keys to happiness is to do God's will. If we ask Him, He'll give us the ability to fulfill His law of love through His Spirit. So many people today reject or even despise the Ten Commandments. But Jesus told the young rich man in Matthew 19:17, If you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. Jesus then listed five of the Ten Commandments. As Tomorrow's World magazine editor-in-chief Roderick Meredith wrote, quote, The Ten Commandments, as magnified by Christ's life and His teaching, perfectly set forth a way of life that would bring love, joy, and peace to all humankind if truly followed, end of quote. One of the Bible themes from Genesis to Revelation is that obedience to God's way of life and His commandments brings blessings. Disobedience brings curses. My friends, pray that you can fulfill God's law of love. Pray that God's will be done in your life. Read your Bible daily to know God's will. Read the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 7, Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Several Bible versions translate the word blessed as happy. Yes, happy are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Many make the mistake of setting happiness as an end or a goal in itself. They become frustrated because they're not growing, learning, giving, or sharing. As Dennis Prager in his Reader's Digest article, A Simple Truth About Happiness, wrote, he wrote one secret to happiness is, quote, realizing that happiness is a byproduct of something else. The most obvious sources are those pursuits that give our lives purpose. Anything from studying insects to playing baseball. The more passions we have, the more happiness we're likely to experience, end of quote. God's will is that you give to others and share your life. As Jesus stated in Acts 20, verse 35, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Or as the Moffat translation has it, it's happier to give than to get. Fulfilling God's will includes many biblical principles for loving others. For example, Jesus taught us to forgive others. Again, you can read that in the model prayer in Matthew 6, verse 12. Have you forgiven anyone recently? Forgiveness can help one to even overcome depression. According to Paul Meyer, Dr. Meyer writes in his book, Don't Let the Jerks Get the Best of You, quote, A patient can be depressed for many years. Then forgive the one who caused his repressed anger and totally recover from the depression because his serotonin has been restored naturally and the brain is able to work correctly, end of quote. Forgiving others can produce peace of mind, and doing God's will can turn your depressed life around and bring you joy and happiness. The fourth vital key to happiness is determined to do God's will. The fifth and final vital key to happiness is thank God continually. If you have a Bible, turn to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16. Be sure to mark these verses in your Bible. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 16. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. A thankful person will be a happy person. Again, Dennis Prager in his Reader's Digest article, A Simple Truth About Happiness, wrote, quote, "The first secret is gratitude. All happy people are grateful. Ungrateful people cannot be happy," end of quote. The fifth and final vital key to happiness is thank God continually. On today's program, we've discussed five vital keys to happiness. My friends, when you apply these biblical principles, they'll help you have a joy-filled and happy life. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, came to this earth as an act of love. He gave his life for the world that we might be forgiven. You can be forgiven, and you can begin a new life in Christ. As Jesus said in John 10, verse 10, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." And remember what the Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians 4, verse 4. "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I will say rejoice." May God bless you with peace of mind and happiness that comes from living God's way of life. Be sure to request your free audio CD, Vital Keys to Happiness, and be sure to join us each week on Tomorrow's World. Roderick Meredith, John O'Gwin, and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So join us again next week, right here, at the same time.
This informative audio CD can be yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number. 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. All the literature offered on today's program can be ordered absolutely free off our website at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.